This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And now you get to add in all the great cocktails like High Noon, Crown Royal, Jack Daniels, and the Pickle Bar led by the Barrels and the Dills. Indeed, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the return of someone the audience always wants to hear, and that is the King. Welcome.
How are you? How you been?
Good. I've been a little busy.
The Rutgers.
I'll tell you right, those two kids, I'll say this. Penn State is the better team and should have won, so I'll agree with you there. But the two players, Bailey and Harper, are NBA players, especially Harper.
Really?
Oh, Mike, it is like the freshman, the greatest freshman class Rutgers has ever had. They're both pros. Dylan Harper, the son of Ron Harper, who played with the Bulls. And then Ace Bailey. They'll probably both be not just draftable, but in all likelihood, first-round picks. How about that?
How about neither? How come Penn State or Rutgers not ranked? I don't understand the rankings. Why was Purdue ranked as high as they were, you know?
Name on the front of the jersey, and they don't look at the individuals. They look at the name on the front of the jersey. That's pretty much how it works. I mean, just so you know, I think it's pretty much how it works. Like, it's about, oh, look, it's Purdue. Okay, great. So,
if Penn State beats SMU, will they have another home game?
No. They would go to the Fiesta Bowl and play Boise State on New Year's Eve.
If Boise State wins.
No, Boise State has
a bye. They have
a bye. They're automatically in. So the four highest-ranked conference champions get byes.
I got you. Yeah.
So Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, Arizona State were the four.
I got a bye in my fantasy football league. I'm in the playoffs.
I'm not surprised.
First place, 12-2. You know what my quarterback is? Jalen Hurts. I have Jefferson. I have Chase. I got a good team, but there's one team in the playoffs has Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, and call me stupid. The great running back for Baltimore,
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. They all put up like 30, 40 points each week, so he's going to be hard to beat. So I beat him before, but. Playoffs different. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, Todd, you got to keep track of what we're going to do here. There's a big responsibility. You got it too? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you have it, Todd. I got it. I have to keep track of it if you want.
Hey, if you got a list, it's all you, buddy.
I got it.
Well, the first game, all right, is going to be the Cricket Celebration Bowl, Jackson State against South Carolina State. Crickets to go with the cricket.
I was going to say it was honor of cricket.
Yeah.
Jackson State.
I'll go with South Carolina State. I'll go South Carolina State.
Okay.
Why not? Come on, let's have fun. Next, what's the next game here? The next game is the Veterans Bowl, South Alabama against Western Michigan.
I'll take Western Michigan.
I'll go South Alabama.
I have no idea. Yep. I didn't even know they had teams. So.
Yeah. Well, this is they're the Jaguars, baby.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We got a flat tire here. Pen ran out of ink. Hang on.
Uh-oh. Not good.
Fortunately, I got about 400 of them. So.
Not good. Got to get it. Come on. Oh, and it even has its own intro. Wow.
I need a pet.
Am I impressed?
Remember my sound effects?
Wow. That was impressive.
What did you just say?
I said, that was impressive.
Wow, that's awesome.
Evidently, it agrees with me.
Yeah, awesome sauce.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm a child. So
next up.
Buttons too.
Okay, on Tuesday.
I'm retooled.
On Tuesday, it is the Frisco Bowl in Texas.
We haven't finished the Veterans Bowl.
Oh, I picked South Alabama.
Okay, I got Western Michigan. So, two South. Okay.
Todd picked.
I'll tell you what I got on my list. How about that?
Okay.
The Frisco Bowl. It sounds like we're on the same schedule here. Frisco Bowl. Go ahead, Memphis.
Memphis, West Virginia.
Memphis.
I will go with Memphis.
Todd?
Memphis.
Because I hate them with my whole heart, West Virginia.
Okay. The Boca Raton Bowl.
I love the quarterback. The kid's great. So.
Yeah. The Boca Raton Bowl, Western Kentucky against James Madison.
Got to be a homer, James Madison.
Okay. Yeah.
WK.
I will go with James Madison. Next up, it is the L.A. Bowl.
We got to go back one. I know I'm messing us up here, but I think the Veterans Bowl.
Yeah. Todd and you pick Western Michigan. I pick South Alabama.
I took South Alabama, too. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Go ahead.
So now the L.A. Bowl hosted by your good friend Gronk. It's Cal again.
Beavers, California.
Yep.
I got UNLV.
I'm taking UNLV, too.
Yeah, I know. Interim head coach, but UNLV.
Yeah.
Next up. R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, Georgia Southern against Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
I'll go with Georgia Southern.
Me also, Georgia Southern.
Yeah. All right, now we go to the Cure Bowl. And based on our picks so far, we'll need a cure. Jacksonville State against Ohio University. I will go with OU.
Ooh, this is another battle of interim coaches. Jacksonville State.
Yeah.
I always take OU for the same reason I say every year. I rolled the keg of beer there when I was in college. We rolled the keg of beer 100 miles, 50 miles from Marietta College, and then rolled it 50 miles back to Marietta College.
Ooh, wow.
Pretty cool. Because of my stupid knowledge of metal and all that stuff, I went to Marietta Metal Products and had to make a cart to put the keg on. It was really cool. Go ahead. Move on.
I shall. The Gasparilla Bowl. Tulane against Florida.
Oh.
Wow.
Florida.
Good. Tulane.
Okay. So Todd takes Florida. Kev takes Tulane. I will take Florida. Florida really played well down the stretch. Tulane lost its last two games, so I'm going to go Florida.
I love Tulane.
Next up.
Here we go.
Okay. Now we get to the playoff games. Notre Dame, Indiana.
I'm going Indiana.
Okay.
All right. Good pick.
I will take Notre Dame.
I will take Notre Dame. I was really disappointed in Indiana when they played Ohio State. So.
You know, interesting, they played the second half of the Michigan game the same way they played Ohio State. That was six quarters of, like, I don't know if you belong in the big leagues.
Exactly. I was just shocked. I was like, they looked overwhelmed. Like, okay, Ohio State beat Penn State, but they didn't look overwhelmed. It was come down to a play here or there, you know.
Right.
Indiana looked overwhelmed, and they were undefeated. That didn't make sense to me. Okay. Continue.
SMU, Penn State. I don't think you have to question where I'm going. So,
Penn State.
Oh, same. We're all going PSU. So.
Okay. Next up, Clemson at Texas. I think Texas wins big.
Yeah, so do I. Texas.
I like Texas a lot. Clemson, they've had their ups and downs. Texas straight across the board.
And Tennessee at Ohio State.
There's no question where I'm going here.
And well, then go for it.
Tennessee.
Okay. Todd?
A mild Ohio State.
I don't think Tennessee is a great running game, but their passing game is a little shaky. I'm going to go Ohio State. Okay. Now we get back to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Coastal Carolina against Texas San Antonio. My daughter lives in San Antonio, so I'll go UTSA.
Good reason. I don't have children, so I'll go with Coastal Carolina.
Ah, there you go.
I'm going UTSA as well.
Okay. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Northern Illinois, the conqueror of Notre Dame, against Fresno State. I'm going Fresno.
Fresno.
I got Northern Illinois. I like the coach.
There you go. Next, the Hawaii Bowl, Christmas Eve. South Florida against San Jose State.
There should be a rule that a Florida school doesn't get to play in the Hawaii Bowl.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
I'm going to go with San Jose State.
So will I.
Make that all the way across.
There you go. Okay. The Game Above Sports Bowl. I have no idea what this game is. It's in Detroit. Pitt against Toledo. This will gall me to say it. I'll pick Pitt.
I'm taking Pitt, too.
I'm going to take Toledo.
There you go.
I watched Pitt a couple times this year, and the record was good for a while, but they haven't played well down the stretch.
No, they have not. They have not. Next, the Rape Bowl. This one's in Phoenix where the Diamondbacks play. Rutgers against Kansas State. I go Kansas State.
I'll go Rutgers.
I'm taking Kansas State.
You know, the issue is
because we got a lot of mixed up picks.
That's because this is a mixed up segment. Arkansas State against Bowling Green in the 68 Ventures Bowl, wherever the heck that is. I will go Bowling Green since I saw them in person and I was impressed.
Yeah. BG for me.
I'm taking Harold Fannin and the boys as well.
Yep. Okay, this should be a terrific game. The Armed Forces Bowl, Navy against Oklahoma.
I got Oklahoma. They've been playing good down the stretch.
Sooners as well.
I will take... Let's have fun. I'll take Navy.
There you go.
That's Georgia Tech... That one's kind of
years to the military schools.
That was kind of cocky. All right, so the Birmingham Bowl, Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt. I love Georgia Tech. That's a good team, man.
Then I'll take Vanderbilt.
There you go.
I like Tech as well.
Okay. Liberty Bowl. Texas Tech against Arkansas, known to the suit as Arkansas.
I got Texas Tech.
I will go physicality and take Arkansas.
I'll take Tech.
Okay. Holiday Bowl. Syracuse, known to some of the building as Syracuse, against Washington State.
I got Syracuse.
I will go with the Mighty Orange as well.
John Mateer is not in the transfer portal yet. I'm taking Washington State.
Okay.
Pick.
The SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl, Texas A&M, USC.
That's a good game right there.
It is. I know.
A&M, because I trust Elko more than Lincoln Riley.
I will take USC. I will be the outlier.
Right?
No, they're really good. They're like one player away from, you know, one player, but they're very close and well coached.
The Wasabi Fenway Bowl, North Carolina. Todd picked
who's taken in Vegas Bowl.
Yeah, Texas A&M, he said.
Okay.
Now
we're talking. Go, baby.
UConn against North Carolina.
Chapel Bill.
Yeah. It's Jim Moore.
Can you believe he's coaching there? Holy
no,
crap.
I really can't. It's going to be
good for him. I mean, his girlfriend will join a sorority there. It's really
I thought he was going to put her in charge of the as the GM. That's all right.
We could go to a toga party, Bill. So okay, whatever. I'm happy for the guy. You know, everyone always said he didn't relate to the younger players. So what does he do? He goes to coaches college. That's cool.
Yeah, different.
I'm taking my UConn Huskies. I live a half a mile from the freaking campus. UConn.
I'll take UConn.
They're good.
I'll take
they
the heels.
Syracuse to the last play.
Yeah. He takes, and you'll
I
take.
Can coach football, I'll tell you what.
And you're going to take North Carolina.
Yes.
Boston College.
North Carolina?
Yep.
Yep. The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. And I don't know if I want to have Yankee Stadium have a game where Bad Boy Mowers is... Okay, whatever. Field could be a mess. Boston College, Nebraska. I know Bill O'Brien is there. I think that's great, but I'm going to go with Nebraska and Matt Rhule, State College's own.
Todd?
BC.
Yep. I have a love affair with O'Brien. Guy's a great guy.
Yes,
hear
he
him
is.
Every week on the radio giving his
yes,
name.
He is.
He's a good man, and I will not root against him. I don't know who's going to win the game, but O'Brien is a very good man. I like him.
Yep.
I got BC.
Let's see. The quarterback to me is the swing guy in the game. Rayola is really good. The New Mexico.
You heard about BC's quarterback.
Yeah,
right?
He's at Florida State
all
now.
Year. He puts him on the bench and kid quits.
Yep.
Left the team because O'Brien benched, you know, bench him, whatever, you know. We want to make a change, and the kid quit, walked away. So.
Welcome to today's world.
Yeah.
The New Mexico Bowl, Louisiana TCU. I will take TCU.
As will I.
Okay.
Louisiana, because I don't know. TCU used to be good, but not so much this year.
The Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Miami and Iowa State.
I love Pop-Tarts.
This is all going to depend on who plays in the freaking game. I can see guys on both sides. I'm opting out, but I'll go with Miami.
I'm going with Rocco Beck in Iowa State.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll go with Miami. They're up
Snoop,
and down.
Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. Presented by Snoop Dogg. Yep. Miami of Ohio.
What is that? I don't have it on my list. Snoop Dogg.
That's in Tucson.
Arizona Bowl?
Yeah, it's... Okay, we'll skip it. It's Miami of Ohio,
no,
Colorado
I
State.
It. I got it. Arizona. It just okay. doesn't say Snoop Dogg.
Oh, okay.
Like, you got to be Snoop. Kidding me, though. They won't blow and join.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
The band okay. is high. Everybody's high. Okay.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go with Colorado State.
Give me Colorado State as well.
I'll take Miami of Ohio. I've seen them play this year. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. They're good.
Yeah.
Military Bowl, NC State, East Carolina. I'll go NC State.
NC State.
Eastern Carolina.
Okay. Alamo Bowl, BYU against the Fighting Deion Sanders, Colorado.
BYU, because I think everybody's opting out at Colorado.
I agree with Todd, BYU. I don't know. I'll go BYU, because I just something about Sanders that just bugs me, but he's had a good year.
Since Mark Jones
BYU,
is...
BYU, Steve, you're Colorado.
Yeah, since Mark Jones is doing the Penn State game and he's done Colorado's games all year and he's a big Deion Sanders guy, I don't want to get on his bad side. All right, so.
I'm sure he's listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's a big part of his day. Army Marshall Independence Bowl, I'm going Army.
Army.
All over Army. Army's yep. very, the quarterback's good.
Yeah, love him. Music yeah. City Bowl, Iowa, Missouri.
I got Iowa.
Iowa.
Mizzou.
Okay.
Mizzou is who? Todd.
Missouri, yeah.
Yep.
Good team.
Next, ReliaQuest Bowl, Alabama, Michigan. I'm going Alabama.
Oh, Alabama's going to beat them to death.
Yeah, I like Alabama, too.
Okay. Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. That's right. It's great. Right in the center of the field, Louisville against Washington.
Washington.
I'll take Washington as well.
I haven't been impressed with them, so I'll take Louisville.
Yep. Citrus Bowl. South Carolina, Illinois. I'm going South Carolina.
South Carolina.
I agree. South Carolina.
Yep. Texas Bowl. Baylor, LSU. I'll take the Fighting Brian Kelly's, LSU.
Yeah.
Nussmeier's playing, by the way.
LSU.
Yep.
I got LSU also.
All right, so then we're going to skip past the quarterfinals because we don't know the matchups. Gator Bowl, Duke Ole Miss. I will take Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Responder Bowl, North Texas, Texas State. God knows. I will take... North Texas.
Texas State.
North Texas.
All right. Okay. Duke's...
Texas State.
Okay.
Sure.
Got two left. Duke's Mayo Bowl, Minnesota, Virginia Tech. You know, I think the world of Brent Pry, but Minnesota's going to win.
Minnesota.
I got Minnesota.
And the Bahamas Bowl, we all have tickets, by the way. Buffalo against Liberty, I will go with Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I got Buffalo.
They're going to be so happy to be out of the snow belt. They're going to play great.
All right.
Now you're going to keep track.
Yeah, I got it all. I got every one of them. So we're looking at the same list.
Just there remember who won last year, fellas.
Yes, we know. We also know we won 4 years in a row.
Or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
The holidays are a time of year to celebrate and reflect. Reflect on the past year, a year filled with challenges and uncertainty. Uncertainty that bred resilience and hope. Hope for healing, change, new beginnings, and unity, united as one people, one community, by one mission, to safeguard and protect what matters most. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, we wish you health, happiness, and joy this holiday season, and success in the new year.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
By the way, the suit is the four-time bowl champion. I should point that out. All right, this half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Great deals at this time of the year on Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee, which means they go over every vehicle. And between quick lane inspections, routine, difficult, service department handles it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Always a pleasure to bring in Bob Nightingale. Bob, how are you?
Yeah, doing good. Thanks, Dave.
Well, the Juan Soto watch is now over. How do you analyze how Boris and company went about this and the result of it?
Yeah, I mean, he played it great. Minnesota had a great year, and you had, four of the biggest markets involved. I mean, the Dodgers were never involved, but it was always, the two New York teams, Toronto, Boston. And, I can't believe how high that bidding got. I thought it hit 550 at the most. Never imagined, 765.
Yeah, it's incredible how they were able to play it. At least, I know he couldn't pitch this year, but at least Otani can pitch.
Right. Otani sells tickets. The Dodgers made about, $120 million off him. And the Dodgers and MLB, I'm not sure how many tickets this guy sells. A few tickets, but nothing like Otani. Nothing close.
Right. Not even close to the two. When Soto was in San Diego, why didn't it work?
Well, I bring that up all the time, Steve. People going crazy over Soto, and I said the same thing. I said, if this guy's that good, then how come the Padres are so much better without him than they were with him?
Yeah.
A few guys at clubhouse didn't like him. The manager didn't care for him. A lot of tension there. A lot of accusations of being selfish and, being removed from the thing. So, didn't work at all. Something's up when the team can play that well once you leave than they did when he was there.
All right, so way back when Pujols went to the Angels and the Cardinals had, a 10-year, $220 million deal on the table, and he went to the Angels for more money, the Cardinals, to their credit, then took that money and they rolled it into two or three different players. Is that about the spot the Yankees are in right now in terms of what they may be thinking?
Yeah, I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think the Yankees would be a much better team the fact he's gone. Yeah, back then, I think the Cardinals offer, it was a big difference, Steve. I think it was like 160.
Okay.
So, took an extra 80. In this case, as obviously, he didn't want to stay at the Yankees, to leave over $5 million. Makes no sense. I think the Yankees are better off because if they had signed Soto, they weren't going to do anything else. That was it. They were still going to have the gaping holes everywhere else. Now, as they did with Max Fried, they get a top left-handed pitcher. They're trying to trade for Kyle Tucker, who's about to make big money in a year. If not him, they'll get Christian Walker at first base. Talking about, Alex Bregman at third base, get some bullpen help. So, I think they're better off. I really do.
Yeah, no, I do too. I think that if you can roll it into, they've already done it with Fried, and they can get two other guys off that list, they are a better team, without question. So the Red Sox made the deal to get Crochet from the White Sox. They gave up prospects. I mean, they gave up two of their allegedly top 11 prospects, four altogether. What was your thought on that deal that Boston made?
Yeah, a great deal. You know, great deal for both sides. I mean, the White Sox got four of their top 14 prospects. You know, none of their top three, but two of those guys are considered top 60. In all the baseball prospects, and they get a great young left-handed starter that's not making any money at all. You know, he may make $3 million this year, then you know he'll jump up to about 10 or so. You know, two full years of control. So that, I mean, you know, his arm's valuable enough, but to get him at such a discount rate, salary-wise, is a that's a real attraction. So no, he's. Should help them. I mean, it's, you know, 8 years ago, almost to the day, when the White Sox traded Chris Sale out to Boston, and Red Sox won a World Series out of it.
Right, and Sale got the last three outs of the 18 World Series on three strikeouts. Does Boston though still need to get another bat in that lineup to go with Devers and maybe more than 60 games out of Trevor Story?
Yeah, I mean, they need another bat. I think they need another starter, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Keep going, get some bullpen help. You know, they better do something. They talked a big game in the offseason. They were talking more than anybody else. You know, how much they're going to improve the team. And, you know, this thing may cost them a penny. They need to spend some money here to back up everything they promised they were going to do.
Yeah, no question. All right, the Phillies are a team that, seems like they're not going to make too many moves, but when you've talked to some people, Dave Dombrowski doesn't usually sit idly. So what might the Phillies consider in this offseason?
Well, I mean, they were they tried to trade for Crochet, but they weren't going to give up Andrew Painter, their top pitching prospect, you know, giving up Alec Boehm and Justin Crawford and kind of stop there. I think they still like to trade Boehm and go from there. They need to shake up that lineup somehow. You know, I would think they'd be interested, in a guy like Kyle Tucker too, if they could. But you can't just keep running the same team back. It has not worked in the postseason. And it's a big year for them. I mean, Real Muto's a free agent after this year, and so is Kyle Schwarber. You know, two guys have been pretty instrumental to him.
Let me ask you about the Tampa Bay situation and what's going on there with the franchise itself. They'll have to play at George Steinbrenner Field, which is right next to the Bucs Stadium. We already know the A's are going to be playing in West Sacramento. So how do you view their situation? How does Major League Baseball view their situation down there?
Well, I mean, they don't say too much, obviously, because of the hurricane. There's a lot more... a lot more important things than baseball. But
yes.
They are livid that, St. Pete is talking about backing out of that stadium deal. And that's why Rod Manfred, the commissioner, flew down there to meet with DeSantis, the governor, and say, hey, if you guys don't approve this thing, we're out of here. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. If they're really going to, pay $60 million to refurbish Tropicana Field. I would think they would, just because you can still use it for other things, once the new ballpark is built. But at least it's a nice minor league complex and go from there. So, but yeah, I think we'll know in the next 2 weeks or not, whether Tampa Bay area is going to keep that team or not. If not, maybe Orlando jumps in or something like that. But yeah, a lot of hostility right now between the team and the government officials.
I'll say this, Orlando, the people I know down there, and a lot of people in Orlando too, they're very aggressive about sports. I mean, very aggressive about it, because I've been around the Citrus Bowl people enough and others there. But are there other long-term options for the Rays if Tampa or St. Petersburg and Pinellas County, if they don't come through, what are the options for Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people say even the people that live there they're better off being in Tampa than St. Pete. But yeah. Say if that's not available, I would think Orlando would definitely be an option. Then you probably go up the coast a little bit. I mean, go up to Charlotte would be an option. Nashville would not. They want to save that spot for relocate for a expansion, because you can get about $2.1 billion in expansion fee there. Otherwise, maybe it opens a door for Montreal for someone to finally step up there, but nobody really has. So they really don't want to, anybody to go into Salt Lake City or national markets, because that's what's reserved for expansion teams.
Right, and you're talking billions in expansion fees in those two cities. They're not going to.
I think it's 2.2 or 2.3, per team.
Yeah, per team, exactly. And they're not going to bypass that. Everybody gets a cut of that. What about the A's now? They're in West Sacramento. To your knowledge, Bob, how much work needs to be done on that ballpark so it actually can handle two teams? Because the AAA team for the, Giants will still be there.
Yeah, I mean, the players complain about the fact there'd be turf there, which makes, would have made the most sense, but they said it's going to be too hot, and we don't want that. So they're going to have real grass, but they're going to have to change that turf up, multiple times during the season, which could be a living nightmare, with bad hops and divots and everything else. And Oakland had one of the best infields in all baseball, great groundskeeper. So, they're going to go out, got to get a temporary clubhouse, for the visiting side, and go from there. At least everything's, looks like everything's on track for Vegas in 3 years. But, they're going to weigh, we'll see. And this could be some high-scoring games with that altitude there. Could be some 50 home run hitter, too, whether it's Brett Rooker or somebody else, with the way that ball's going to fly.
Right, that's a great point. Bob, give me the next couple of chips that you're looking at in the free agent market that you think are important chips that then start the domino effect.
I think the Giants are going to get a Corbin Burns.
Okay.
I know Toronto's in there. Boston is lurking a little bit. But, Corbin Burns lives in the Scottsdale area. He's from St. Mary's College in California. I just can't see him not going there as long as the money's right, and I think it will be. We'll see about Bregman. I mean, Houston wants him back. So far, they haven't really budged from the 156 figure. They're going to have to go higher, and then they're going to have to go to 180, at least 190. If they don't keep him, I think Bregman goes to Boston. I don't think he'd be a good fit in New York. Just too big of a place for him. But, Boston, he can wear out that, the Green Monster, just like he his home run, the Crawford box, that sort of thing. Then I think you'll see a guy like Teoscar Hernandez eventually go back to Dodgers and Anthony Santander probably ends up at Toronto. I'm kind of curious what Baltimore does. I mean, they were not involved at all in the sweepstakes for Crochet. For some reason, they must not think he's going to be an ace or think it'll break down or something. But they had the prospects to get something done and didn't. So they got to, they still got to get a couple of starters here. They got to be careful. I mean, they got the best young talent in baseball. But, I'm not saying the window's about to close, but you just wasted 2 years where you should have gone on deeper than just making the playoffs.
Is Kyle Tucker being traded a possibility? Because that, to me, that's one of those young, maybe not a superstar, but a winning player. That's how I view him. What do you think about Tucker and whether he stays in Houston? Because I think his contract is up, I think, after next season.
Yeah, correct. And he's going to have a big payday. I think they've already flown around, these agents got Boris, but I think they've already flown around $300 million figures. So he's going to go higher. So they may say, they usually always held on those players, whether it was a George Springer, a Carlos Correa, that sort of thing, even Gerrit Cole. But I think here, if they can get some decent pieces that they feel like can still compete, they'll do it and help out the future, because right now their farm system's pretty weak. But at the same token, they don't want to give up either, and they still want to make the playoffs.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. It's always great talking baseball. I don't care whether it's December or July. Thank you so much.
All right. Take you too, Steve. Take care.
All right. The great Bob Nightingale joining us on the show today. Tucker, to me, is a guy that I would always inquire about a trade. There's certain guys that that may not be the star. But you're looking at him saying, you know what? As one of those, quote, secondary players, man, he wins games for you. Oh, he wins games for you. He is really, really good. Good in the postseason. Better than the Yankee center fielder. Oh, just kidding. And again, credit where credit's due. To the kind of career he's put together. And Bob's right. After being a veritable gold mine for the Astros for years, their farm system has fallen down. And that's an issue for them, that the Astros farm system has fallen down. The Tampa Bay thing, the reason I brought that up is simple. They are coming up with today, you know, as we do this today, next Tuesday, they're going to have a meeting, and I think it's not just St. Petersburg, but I think it's also Pinellas County, about what to do, not only with Tropicana Field, but what to do with the ballpark that they allegedly agreed to build. Now, as Bob said, he's so right about this. After, and it was Hurricane Milton that did the damage here. After Milton rumbled through, I mean, there are far more greater priorities. Now, when I was in Florida on the Atlantic side, how long ago was I there? 2.5 weeks ago? Something like that, 2.5, 3 weeks ago. I was there. There was no damage. But I talked to Dave Tremblay, the former Orioles manager, former State College Spikes manager. And Dave was telling Joe Putnam, Dick Girardi, and I that, I mean, it was fierce and the flooding was awful. And remember, Milton hit on the Gulf side and then got the Daytona after going over land. He said it was unbelievable how fierce that storm was. Imagine what it was like on the Gulf side when that storm hit. Just imagine. And so that's what they're dealing with. And Bob rightfully pointed out their bigger priorities. And I did not get to the Gulf side, so I don't know, you know, to see damage or anything like that. I was on the Atlantic side, so the damage had been cleaned up by the time we got there. And Dave said the flooding was off the charts. It was absolutely off the charts how bad the flooding was there from that. And again, this is after Milton had gone over land. So just imagine what it did on the Gulf side. So, yeah, Bob's right. Bigger fish to fry than the ballpark. But, you know, long term, they do have to talk about it. All right. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hubbles Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way, whether it's quick lane, inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ho, ho, ho! Sunbury Motors Ford will help you get through the snow!
SMC has the area's largest selection of 4x4s with over 310 new and pre-owned trucks and SUVs priced as low as $13,968 with payments from just $259 a month with no money down. Sunbury Motors has over 40 new 2024 Escapes slash $5,000. Plus, get 1.9% financing for 60 months starting at just $27,650. SMC has 31 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, discounted $47.50 and priced from only $28,315. Choose from over 45 new Ford F-150s with savings up to an amazing $12,616. And they start at just $46,549 with available 1.9% for 60 months. The Mertz family and all of Sunbury Motors would like to wish everyone a safe and joyous holiday season.
Who knows Santa? Sunbury Motors knows Santa.
The holidays are a time of year to celebrate and reflect. Reflect on the past year. A year filled with challenges and uncertainty. Uncertainty that bred resilience and hope. Hope for healing, change, new beginnings, and unity. United as one people, one community, by one mission. To safeguard and protect what matters most. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, we wish you health, happiness, and joy this holiday season and success in the new year.
A lot is happening at Brewers Outlet Sunbury. More singles, more four-packs, more six-packs, and more specials. We even have a new alcohol license. Ready to drink cocktails.
Yes!
Alcohol, High Noon, Stateside, Crown Royal, Jack Daniels, and many more. The Beverage Supermarket has a new pickle selection, along with fresh roasted peanuts. And Mick Ultra 30-packs are just $23.96. Don't forget a present for a friend. We are American-owned and operated.
Now that's what I'm talking about.